Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Massive drop in phytoplankton. The main culprit? UV radiation. Global warming is being accelerated by a massive drop in the tiny organisms that absorb carbon dioxide in the North Atlantic, NASA satellites have revealed. The latest results are highly significant and could help explain why some of the decline in fish stocks and weather changes. They are based on a 20-year snapshot of the ocean, which has seen phytoplankton levels drop by 14% in the North Atlantic and 30% in the North Pacific. Phytoplankton serve as food to other species, so any reductions in their level ultimately affects the numbers of fish in the sea. Phytoplankton also currently account for half of the transfer of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere back into the biosphere by photosynthesis, a process by which plants absorb carbon dioxide from the air for growth. Since carbon dioxide acts as a heat-trapping gas in the atmosphere, phytoplankton help reduce the rate at which it accumulates and may mitigate global warming. Scientists from NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say warmer ocean temperatures and low winds may be depriving the tiny ocean plants of nutrients. The study showed that phytoplankton levels have declined substantially since the 1980s. However, at the same time, phytoplankton levels in open water areas near the equator have increased significantly by more than 50%. But since most phytoplankton are concentrated in the north, there was an overall decrease globally. The authors also discovered what appears to be an association between more recent regional climate changes, higher sea surface temperatures and reduction in surface winds, and areas where phytoplankton levels have dropped. A warmer ocean surface layer reduces mixing with cooler, deeper nutrient-rich waters. A reduction in winds can also limit the availability of nutrients being stirred up to generate more phytoplankton. However, the scientists still do not know if the loss of phytoplankton, which thrive on sunlight and nutrients, is a long-term trend or a climate cycle. Since the whole ocean food chain depends on phytoplankton, a significant change could indicate a shift in our climate. This story was written by James Reynolds of The Scotsman. Aussie water lesson. Pity the man from Snowy River. They took his water just as the city of Los Angeles drained the Owens Valley in the eastern Sierra Nevada nearly a century ago. But at least Australia's river is getting back some of its natural flow. As the Associated Press reported from Canberra, Australia, reduced for decades to a muddy trickle by hydroelectric and irrigation projects, the Snowy River began flowing again on August 28th under an ambitious plan to revive the iconic waterway. The huge project, built between 1949 and 1974, more than 100,000 workers bored giant tunnels through the snowy mountains to carry the river's waters to farms on the arid west side of the range. Now Australian officials have closed a valve on an aqueduct, and part of the flow generated by the snowy mountains is returning to its natural course. Farmers of the region aren't happy with the rediversion, but New South Wales Premier Bob Carr said the river faced destruction if the flow of the pristine mountain waters was not restored. Unfortunately, closer to home, the battle lines remain. Beginning in 1913, Los Angeles began sending a flow of the Owens River more than 200 miles south to feed growth and development. Later, the city tapped the Sierra Nevada waters that fed Mono Lake and drilled wells in the Owens Valley to increase the supply. During the 1970s, environmental groups in Inyo County won some of a long string of legal actions against the city for damage done by the diversions. The city agreed to return water to the drained Lower Owens River beginning in 2003. That's not likely now. Complications have arisen, and the Sierra Club and others are suing the city again. As with the Snowy River, a revived Owens River would have a fraction of its natural flow, but enough to restore and sustain the fishery and riverbank environments. It would be a historic event and add to the natural and recreational bounty of the Eastern Sierra, and we thank the Los Angeles Times for their editorial. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come and buy it in the-